Yoga Nidra for Emergence. It's time for you to rest. Hang up your Do Not Disturb sign. Take some time to lie down and get really comfortable. You can lie on your side or maybe your back. It might be nice to have your knees supported, a blanket to keep you warm, a pillow under your head. Take time to faff around with cushions and supports so you get as comfy as you can. Wriggling around and stretching, finding a position where your shoulders can release. Softly settling down. Sinking into your resting place. Letting your eyes soften or softly close. Welcome to the practice of Yoga Nidra. Welcome to this safe, protected place of rest, to your home. Just arriving here is enough. We've burned the to-do list and the hard part is over now. There's no wrong way to do this. It's all an invitation for you to take or leave just as you please. All of you is welcome. Most especially the uncomfortable parts, the wounded, the small parts. They are invited and can rest here too. The intention of this practice is to explore emergence, finding your own pace and your own way. Noticing your breath, the uniqueness of each breath. Just soft and effortless. Noticing how each breath holds the seasonal cycle. Each one subtly different and yet the same. Effortless and soft. The beginning of the in-breath, the start of spring. Coming into the fullness of summer at the top of the in-breath as you expand. Releasing into autumn as you breathe out. Finding winter at the end of the out-breath. At your own pace, notice how the seasons roll effortlessly through you. No pushing. The inevitability of it. The building of the in-breath, filling and expanding. Always followed by the release and emptying of the out-breath. The building of spring and summer filling and expanding you. Always followed by the release and emptying of the autumn and winter. Spring and summer bringing you out into the world. And autumn and winter bringing you home to yourself. No effort required. You are just fine as you are. Bringing your attention perhaps to the very end of the out-breath, just softly, Perhaps there's a pause there. Or maybe not. Just for a few cycles. Noticing the end of the out-breath. Now, can you notice the place where the in-breath starts? An impulse to begin. In your own way and at your own pace, for a few rounds, see if you can notice where the out-breath ends and the in-breath begins. Enjoying the observation of your breath as it comes and goes easily. Now take a moment to imagine that something good is coming your way. Inviting a pleasing sense of anticipation. Good stuff is coming towards you. Notice how this feels in your body. Perhaps there's an opening, a softening, or some other sensation. Like an inner smile. Let that smile soften you. Let yourself beam. Bringing your attention now to the body. We're going to take a journey visiting the body and imagining that each place is being gently kissed awake by the softest, most loving friend. Starting with a soft kiss between the eyebrows. A gentle kiss to the base of the throat beneath your chin. Feeling a kiss where your collarbones meet on the upper chest. Continuing to the right shoulder. An awakening kiss to the elbow. On the wrist and in the center of the palm. A small kiss to the thumb, the forefinger, the middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And then a rain of kisses traveling back up the right arm to the armpit. Then all down the side of the ribs, to the waist, to the right groin and hip, and on kisses for the front and back of the thigh, for the knee, the calf and shin, on the ankle, the top of the right foot and the sole of the right foot. Awakening kisses to the tips of the right toes, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the little toe. Raining kisses all the way back up the right leg. A soft kiss to the centre of the pubic bones, the navel, solar plexus, over the heart, and between the collarbones. A kiss to the tip of the left shoulder, left elbow, wrist, the centre of the left palm. A kiss for the left thumb, forefinger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. A rain of kisses back up the left arm, all the way to the armpit, a kiss there. Down the left side of the ribs and the waist, the left groin and hip. Kisses for the front and back of the thigh, the left knee, the shin and calf, the ankle, the top of the left foot and the sole of the left foot. Awakening kisses to the tips of the left toes, the big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, and the tip of the little toe. A flurry of kisses up the left leg, through the ankle, knee and hip, back to the centre of the pubic bones, the navel, solar plexus, over the heart, and one for the centre of the collarbones. Coming to the back of the body now. Feeling a warm touch of a kiss to the sacrum at the base of the spine and each vertebrae from the low back through the waist, behind the lungs and heart, and up behind the shoulders, all the way to the neck, shoulder blades left and right, and a kiss to the base of the skull. The back of the head, the crown of the head, the forehead, a gentle awakening kiss to the left temple and the right temple, the left eyelid and the right eyelid, between the eyebrows and all the way down to the tip of the nose, left cheek and right cheek, left jaw and right jaw. A kiss to the top lip, a kiss to the bottom lip, even the place where the lips kiss each other. Kisses again in the hollow where the collarbones meet, and a whole line of kisses to the midline of the body, down the sternum, over the heart, the solar plexus, past the navel, settling a kiss over the womb. A kiss for the perineum at the base of the body. With every breath in, notice how all the kisses call you to awaken, become more alive. And with every breath out, the kisses soothe you back in towards yourself. Breathing in and calling your attention sweetly outwards. Breathing out and coming gently back in. Let yourself move effortlessly between these two states of being, with the breath, in your own way, at your own pace. The kiss is bringing awakening on the in-breath and a sleepy homecoming on the out-breath. Now holding both at the same time, having both the awakening and the sleepy homecoming at the same time. Is that possible to have both together? Now imagine that you could journey down inside, into the pelvic bowl, where you find you can rest in a safe, comfortable nest with just the right kind of softness, just the right cushions and blankets for you to rest perfectly. Look how the gleaming, resilient structure of the pelvis encircles you and holds you safe, free from worries or cares. You are protected here. Take time to admire this beautiful home, celebrating the resilience of a life lived and survived, finding in this safe citadel a place to rest, curling up now in this safe haven. You feel the protection of the pelvic bowl around you, containing you. And deep in this space, there are layers and layers of the sweetest aromatic wrappings, painted with rich reds and golds, with intricate designs and symbols. And woven into the layers are protective herbs with sweet oils. As you enjoy these layers, you begin to see there is a potent life force buried there. The layers pull back to reveal a beautiful seed, the shell burnished and pulsating with new life. You see the natural line that marks the two halves of the shell start to deepen. And before your eyes, you witness the miracle of new life emerging from the seed that has rested and waited so long. The life of the tiny, precious seedling starting here, glowing with the light of spring. You observe that the seedling unfurls herself, emerging according to her own rhythm, shining her light into the area around her, drawing on the resources laid down in the autumn. As you observe the leaves growing, you notice how, when she meets an obstacle, her light will seem to withdraw back into herself for a little time, before she reorientates herself towards what will nourish her and grows towards what will sustain her emergence. You find around you material that will protect her for her journey ahead and gifts to nourish her journey. And you store them safely here among the layers of richly coloured wrappings, interweaving the gifts she'll need in the future along with blessings for her journey. Noticing the breath once more, and the seasonal cycle in the breath. Without pushing or changing the breath, name the seasons as they roll through you. Spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Spring, the beginning of the in-breath. Summer, the fullness of the in-breath. Autumn, as you breathe out. Winter, at the end of the out-breath. As effortlessly as possible. The way your belly rises with the in-breath. Always followed by falling back into the out-breath. Take another moment to imagine that something good is coming your way, connecting in with that inner smile. noticing how it feels in the body as you open towards goodness and nourishment. Just notice how that is for you. Before coming back to the breath, as it gets stronger now, you start to breathe into the nooks and crannies, awakening into dry places and moist places, opening into your curves and hollows, breathing into joints, breathing into dips, breathing into hills, breathing into unknown places. Let the breath warm you, awaken you, the secret nooks and crannies and the forgotten places. Between your thumb and first finger and your big toe, behind your knees. Returning towards the here and now. Your breath becoming noisier, listening to the sound of the breath. Noticing the sounds in the room around you. Maybe sounds beyond the room as you come back towards the here and now into an everyday reality. Knowing that you are safe and sound in your comfortable place. Letting yourself stretch in any way that feels good for you as your body moves, fingers wriggling, neck awakening, and you can rest a little longer before letting your eyes softly open. As we close this practice of Yoga Nidra to explore emergence, finding your own pace and your own way, coming back into the here and now. Give yourself some gentle integration time to potter about before returning to your day. And congratulations on giving yourself this rest. It will benefit many more people than you know.